Reigning in light, listen. Listen. Listen to the sounds, the rhythms, the beats, the melodies, the tunes, the tempos, the flows, the patterns, the pulses, the throbs, the measures, the harmonies, and the vibrations of who we are. Who we are is so much more than we thought we were yesterday. We are now, today, in all of its moments. Today we are better. And because we're learning that we hear with our ears and we listen with our mind, our body, and our spirit, and all can equally process the songs of life. What comes after the process depends on our state of mind, the condition of our body, and the ambiance of our spirit. Listening is a choice. It's guidance and direction. While hearing is not. Hearing is a physical phenomenon, and some amazing individuals born without this sense, and some who have even lost this sense over time, have proven that it is not needed to be successful. Listening, we turn into a phenomenon of the heart, of the mind, of the body, and the spirit, and by the actions we take and uphold. Listening requires us to provide our undivided attention. It requires that we focus and turn down the volume of the noise that distracts or blocks our well-being and our growth. If we are truly listening, we will be able to decipher, to discern, to solve, to process, to interpret, to explain, and to clarify a message or what is being said to us. If we learn to listen effectively, we will have more understanding and appreciation for the earth and all of mankind. A good listener will be the wiser, and because they have learned that this is the one true way to learn. We listen and then move or act accordingly. We must consider the purpose of listening, and that is to understand. We must be cautious if we are listening only to comment or to respond. Listening and conversation is not about waiting our turn to talk. It is about us connecting, taking, and giving, and to grow stronger and wiser together. If we can prepare our mind, our body, and our spirit to listen, a great conversation for our hearts will come. This conversation will be a gift from greatness, the universe, and the Most High. It will help us to develop answers for continued growth, for a healthy mindset, for healing and preparation to be as great as we can possibly be. Through listening, we can cultivate power to continue our journey with acceptance of what was and appreciation of what is to come. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. To cultivate is simply to prepare or develop. Let us prepare all of our spaces internally with rooms of discipline, and so that we are obedient to the rules that we are continuing to create for our own lives. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Rule number one, give thanks. Breathe in and out. Rule number two, give respect to the universe. This is you, them, the Most High, and all of our world, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Breathe in and out. Rule number three, own our own life. This is walking with patience and grace, believing in ourselves, practicing forgiveness, never giving up, and planning to continue to grow. Breathe in and out. Rule number 4, hydrate to refresh and to renew, and with the breath. Breathe in and out. Rule number 5, shine. This is giving the best of ourselves, first to ourselves and then to others. This is stepping out of our comfort zones and moving unafraid. This is loving unconditionally. This is growing towards and into our purpose. This is not comparing ourselves to others. This is remaining humble. This is relying on our spirit and less on our emotions. This is trusting ourselves. It's maintaining healthy habits. And of course, this is listening way more than we talk. Breathe in and out. And lastly, a hidden rule, and with every rule here that is not to be hidden, smile and carry on. Learning to listen is one of the most valuable tools that we can hold and use. Listening is a way to care for ourselves. When we listen, it will be difficult to miss a beat. When we listen well into messages that are healthy for us, we can copy and repeat. If any messages are stated or come through that aren't healthy, we can disregard and perhaps support or teach others, making this a learning opportunity. Through listening, we gain insight. When we consider factors that make up humans, we give attention to our 5 senses: seeing, smelling, hearing, touching, and tasting. It is said that a loss or decrease of one sense heightens another or others. Further, it is believed that a human's strongest sense is that of smell. Smell is probably our most basic sense. It is clear here that not everyone has the same senses to rely upon. For this, it is even more imperative that we learn to listen in a way that doesn't necessarily use our ears. All of our senses are capable of telling us something. The smell of fire, the sound of sirens, the sight of emergency lights, the taste of food that doesn't favor lend to our palate, the touch of extreme hot or cold are all signals to our body, and further messages received by them, which in turn evokes a response from us. Hear the sounds that are made and listen to the words that are said, and so that we are able to offer true discernment and peace to whatever conversation we may be having. When listening in this manner, we may decide that the best we can offer in return or response is silence. We allow silence to speak. The energy of it becomes more impactful than any word said. Through energy, we move to and through vibrations. Depending on what we're listening to, vibes can be transferred, caught, boosted, and even killed. So we want for our silence to provide us with good vibes only. And even if through powerful messages of trials and tribulations, are usually where many lessons are learned, or at least one great one. Listening well is a skill, it's a talent, it's an art. It is a high form of respect to and from. Effective communication isn't only about saying the right words. It is about providing and holding the right space to listen effectively. It is allowing for safety. It is preparing acceptance. It is strengthening relationships. When we discover, explore, and practice listening in this way, not only will others reap the benefits, but we will also. Our overall mental health will improve. And because through active listening, we are calming our whole being. Therefore, anxiety is reduced. If all sounds good and well, be guided by our spirit. Continue to listen with Rainy and Light.